Is guf kula lekoshchen? Shouldn't it be for sure that rechitza, to wash yourself, should be called an inon nefesh, that if you don't do it, it's called pain? The Ran says, rechitza devi bekula gufa, less but tsar. How could that be? Elalavade rechitza Rabbi Yosi have a nivel. Now for sure, from here you have to say Rabbi Yosi holds for not washing yourself is considered nivel, is considered very painful. So the Gemara answer like this, no, there's no stira. Amri, I'll tell you in, yes, it's true what we're saying. Kfisa alima l'Rabbi Yosi. Could be washing your clothing is more important to Rabbi Yosi than washing your body. Because having clean, having dirty clothing could be more painful, more harmful to you than not washing yourself. The Yom HaShmul, because Shmul said, Hai arvavisa d'resha, masio l'day avira. So Ran said, arvavisa d'resha means, Kishenu masarek roshi tomit. If you don't comb your hair, brush your hair always, some type of dirt mistoma on top of your head. So that's a terrible thing. That's masilo de avira. Mevilo de simoye nayim. It'll make you become blind. Shezua masarosh, because the schmutz, the dirt of your head, is macheyu moreno. Makes your eyesight worse. And Vaita Shmuel says that arvoviso demani, means if you have your dirty clothing, that has a lot of dirt on the clothing, is masilo day shemem miso, will make a person empty like shomem. Saran says that means kishiyesh begodav arvovisa shalzuma. If you have dirt piled up on your clothing, sheina mechabson tomit, you don't wash your clothing always. For loyv shon kishay mezuman, and you wear the clothing the way they are dirty, is mevlo day shimon betmiyam leif, makes your heart wander like you lose yourself. You become shomem, you become empty. And weiter, arvovisa de gufa masla de shichna de kichi. That Ran says, kisha gufa mezuim, when you have dirt on your body, that means shayna reichet, you don't wash yourself, tomid, nevilo de shichna de kichi, ababuas, you'll have blisters, or bubbles on your body, hamakoivois, they'll hurt you. But Ran says, abadol eilu yesh refuas, you should know, if you have some blisters on your body, you can heal it. There are medicines for that, you can heal it. That's not so bad. But the middle case, where you wear dirty clothing that makes your lave shomim, says avushimum koshamihen, but that your heart should be shomim, that's the worst. Is alma we see from here from Shmuel that kvisa alimum rechitza, that it's more important to wear clean clothing than it is to wash yourself. So therefore, there's no theory in Rabbi Yosi. Could be Rabbi Yosi tackled that not washing yourself is not considered so much ino nefesh. Mashenke, not washing your clothing, that's a terrible thing. Therefore he holds, if you only have enough water for you to wash your clothing, you're allowed to use the water for yourself, and you don't have to worry about the other friend. Now the Gemara says, Sholchu mitom, they sent from over there back from Eretz Yisrael, that his haru be'arvuvisa, wash yourself from dirt, from shmutz, for a visa. The Ran says, Kloima hizru b'takvoisa sovrechitza, make sure you wear fresh, clean clothing, and make sure you wash yourself. And here's the rule of chabura. Wash yourself in a chabura. Ran says that means lilmoy Torah b'chabura. You should learn Torah with a few people together. Shatamnidim mechadadin ze ezev yes a rav. We have a chabura, and Vice says you have a rosh chabura, you have a head, the rav. So he gets from the Talmidim, and the Talmidim get from one another, and from the rav, you should always learn Torah b'chabura, a few people together. And here's the rule of neyanim. Watch yourself from the children of poor people. So the Ran says what it means to say is that leishtada lalamdam Torah, go to teach them Torah. Shemehem teitzeh Torah, because from them will come out Torah. Shein lem eisik achar, they have nothing else to do. Like poor people, they're not eisik other things, they have time to sit and learn. V'yoid, another thing the Ran says, shedaitam shvol aleim. They have a midav anivus, they have humble people, they're not gaiva. Therefore, midav anova, that's a tremendous midav to learn Torah with. And the word says, Shinema, the Pasik says, Yiza Mayim Midalyov, means the water drips down, Midalyov, from the low people, from Dal, Shemehem Teitzeh Torah, because from them will come out Torah, from poor people will come out Tamid Chachomim. Right to the Gemara says, Mufnei Ma'ei Mitzuyin Tamid Chachomim Lotzeis Tamid Chachom. How come Tamid Chachomim, they don't have their children, sometimes are not also Tamid Chachomim? How come it doesn't go down? Is again, Mifnei Ma'ei Mitzuyin Tamid Chachom, Lot says, Tamid Chachomim Mibineim. How come a Tamid Chachom doesn't have children that are also Tamid Chachomim? doesn't mean always, but sometimes you see that the sons of big people are not big people. The question is, why not? People should not say Torah is a Yerusha, you inherit Torah. That means if your father is a Talmud Chacham, then you should also learn Torah, you also be a Talmud Chacham. But you may think if your father is not a Talmud Chacham, you can't learn Torah. That's why Hashem Badafka makes it to show people that Lav Dafka is because your father is a Talmud Chacham, that you'll be a Talmud Chacham. In the opposite way, even if your father was not a Talmud Chacham, it could be you'll be a Talmud Chacham. This way everybody will be mishtadl to become Talmid Chachamim. The Ran says it means losses me b'neim Talmid Chachamim, the Ran says, shall haroiv eina b'nei Torah. His rove times, the children of the Talmid Chachamim are not Talmid Chachamim. And the Ran says the people should not say that Yerushilahem, la yumudu Torah meyachar, shehem seimchim sheyerushilahem. As the children of Talmid Chachamim sometimes don't learn Torah so well. They feel as if, listen, it's in the blood, it's in our family, and we'll get it, but Torah is Yerusha, and that's wrong. That's why sometimes they don't become Talmid Chachamim. Rav Sheshet Brei, the Rav Idi Yonar, he says another reason, Kadesh Lo Yizgadru Ala Tzibur. So the Ran says, it means to say they shouldn't become Megazite, they shouldn't become a Bagaivinik. Lo Yizgadru Ala Tzibur, shouldn't think that they're the rulers over the Tzibur. The Ran says, Shim Lo Yhoisa Torah Pesekis, because if the Torah would not stop from their children, Miyam is Yigazite, they will think that the great people will have Gaiva, they'll like rule over the people. So Hashem doesn't want that, Shlo Yizgadru Ala Tzibur. That's why sometimes their children are not a Talmid Chacham. Ma'azutra Oimer, Mifnei Shehem, Mizgabrin Ala Tzibur. The same thing also, Mizgabrin will be too strong, but there'll be a strong hand over the Tzibur. Rav Ashi Oimer, Mishum Dekoru Li'inshi Chamri. So Rashi says the Pshat is sometimes if you don't give enough respect back to Talmid Chacham, the Talmid Chacham gives you a klola. He'll call you back a Chamor. The Korla Linchi Chamor, they call sometimes people a Chamor. In other words, Shein Rashi says, Shein Noigim Lem Kovid, Mavazin Noisim of Nei Teresh Shebehen. Right, the Ravina, Omer Ravina says, Shein Mavorchim Atera Tchila, because they didn't make a bracha before they started to learn Torah. So Ran says, Iskom B'chol Yoyim, Dehainu Lasek B'divrei Torah, V'harev No, V'ashebochar, because they didn't make the bracha satera. So what's so bad about this? The Omer Rav, Yud Omer Rav, my dichse, what does the pasuk in Yim Yoh say? Mi yo ish hechochom v'yoven ezois dover v'yoven ezois. Who's a smart person and knows this? Simor darshins dover zenish lechachomim. They asked the question was asked in front of the chachomim or neviim bloy fishu. They couldn't explain it as they wanted to know, like why wasn't there be a churban of the Beis Hamikdash? They wanted to know what was wrong, so they didn't know what was wrong. At shepir shva kodesh baruch hu biyatzma, until kodesh baruch hu himself had to explain it. Yet Steve the Pasuk says, Voyimir Hashem, Al Oz Vomes Terosi. The reason why he's bringing a Churban Habayis now is because they left my Torah. What does that mean? Hainu Loi Shama B'Kaili. That means they didn't listen to my voice, they weren't learning Torah. Hainu Loi Holchobo. That means they weren't going in the ways of the Torah. And Omrev Yudom Arav, that means to say, Shem Mevorchim B'Torah Tchila. They did not make a bracha before they started to learn. The Ran explains, like really, if Klai Yisrael Tamazay wasn't learning Torah, so why didn't the Chachamim know it? Why didn't the Nevi'im know that? That you could see if nobody's learning Torah. So that's why the Gemara says the Pshat is that they were learning Torah. Because the Pshat is that Torah wasn't that chashiv in their eyes. It didn't mean that much to them. They did it because they had nothing else to do. They did it maybe because it's time to come big people, it's time to have covet. But they weren't learning Lishmo. That's why it wasn't chashiv enough for them to make a bracha. At the side of making a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, is to give shvach, to give hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we realize the greatness of the Torah, and we're thanking Hashem that He gave us the Torah. So if they didn't make the bracha at the beginning, that means the Torah was not choshev in their eyes. And for that came the Churban Habayis, and that's here also, this man, the Yom saying also, that's why sometimes the children of the Talmid Chachamim are also not Talmid Chachamim. Because, right, so sometimes the father was not machshev that much the Torah enough. So there's an einish involved that the child is not a Talmid Chacham. Yeah, this is the Ran's lashon. Elavade oiskim hoyu b'Torah tamid. Ulefika hoyu chachamim neviim tamiim al ma of the oritz. But they didn't know taka why did Hashem make a churban. Ad shepir shva kodesh baruch hu biatzmoi shu yodeya ma'aniim kehalev. Hashem knows what's down deep in the hearts of the person. Shlo hoyu mevorchim b'Torah tchila kloima. What does that mean to say? The Ran says shlo hoyso ha'Torah chashuva b'yaneim. The Torah wasn't choshev, wasn't that important in their eyes. Kokach. that they should go to make a bracha on it. They were not learning Torah lishmo. They were mazalzlin the brichos haTorah. Finally, that's what it means. They didn't learn Torah with the right kavono. Ulishmo el divrei harav el divrei rav chosidav. Then the Gemara says vayta that Isi bar Yehuda lo yosel mesifta the Rav Yosi plus yomi. He didn't come to Rav Yosi shiurim. Rav Yosi's beis medrash for 3 days. Isi Rav Yehuda didn't show up for 3 days. Is ashtechei vadimus Rav Yosi. So it says Rav Yosi's son vadimus met up with Isi Rav Yehuda, and Omalai, so yester my time lo yosi malavei medrash diyava. Tight loss in Yemen. How come these last 3 days you did not show up to my father's shir? How come you didn't come to the yeshiva? Omolaisi said back to him, Isi Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Yosi's son, Ki tamecha di ovuch lo yadana, heichi asoi. Like he said, does it have a kasher on your father? Like he doesn't know pshat in your father? How do we learn pshat? And the man explains his kasher was at the last Gemara, that Rav Yosi says the yomak v'soson koydemes lechayecherim, that to wash your clothing comes before somebody else's life. For mistab relates it doesn't swear, it doesn't make any sense. Olochi boy krominolan. Therefore, the kasher like it has to be because there's a custom someplace. So where's your father's posuk to say such a swara that it's more important for you to wash your clothing than it is for somebody else to drink the water and stay alive? So the son said back, Omalei lema mai komalei. Dilma Yadana Taima. It's like the son just saw that something's bothering him. So he asked him, what's bothering you? Let me hear your question. Maybe I'll be able to answer you. Omalei, Lema Mai. So Omalei, Hod Tanya, Senechanami, the Isi Reb Yehuda told Redimus, what's bothering him? And he said, Omalei, Hod Tanya, that we learned before, that Reb Yosi Yoimer, Kvisoson Koidmin Lachai Acherim. Is Kuromin Olon, where's the pasuk for this? There's no Svara. So he asked him, where's the pasuk to say this, that it's more important for you to wash your clothing than somebody else's life? Omalei, he answered back like this, the pasuk says, U'migrishayim yiyul v'hemtom. And at the end of the pasuk, it ends off, L'cho chayosam. The question is, my chayosam, what does the pasuk at the end of the pasuk mean chayosam? Ilayim l'chay, it means mamash an animal, v'aloi chay v'chlal v'hema. So it says already it should be placed for the animals to pasture. Ela v'chlal v'hemahi. Elamai chayisim, what does chayisim mean? Chayusim mamish. It means your life. Smor says, that's pshita, avada. Like chayusa, you get your livelihood to keep yourself alive, the food. That's pshita you have from this land. So what does it mean, acho chayosam? Elalav kfisa. Now the pasuk means to tell you the chiddush will have place to wash your clothing. To ikot tsar devavisa. Because if you don't wash your clothing, that's also going to be a tremendous amount of tsar. It's also like yichis, like your life. From this pasuk, Rav Yosi learns out that washing your clothing is called the chiyas for the life, keeping you alive, because otherwise it's terrible pain, and that's where Rav Yosi holds it's kedai, that you should wash your own clothing with the water rather than letting somebody else drink it. Now the Ran comes out and says, Linyan halacha, what's the maskon here? Linyan halacha kaimalon to rabbonin. We hold that the rabbonin of the Mishnah. The rechitza v'kishut nidri inu nefeshein. That rechitza, washing yourself, the kishut and for a lady to put on makeup is if she makes a neder not to. These are both considered inu nefesh. The husband's allowed to be made for them. Bein liyatzmo bein lacherim. The yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. We don't pass on like Rav Yosi. We pass on like the chacham and matanakama. V'yoy the milsa the shmul mishmei the levi lekamon kavos yishaychet. Like we'll see later, where Shmuel says later the name of lady also comes out like the rabbanim. But Ran speaks out, Yafagav the Yomar, Rav Huna, that Kulit Kirkin Rav Yosi, even though later on we'll see Rav Huna said that our whole parah goes according to Rav Yosi, Mashma we paskin like Rav Yosi. So Ran says, you should know the Kaimalan Kavosai, we don't hold like him. We hold like the Chomim of our Mishnah. Here, now the Gemara says later, says Vaitam Rav Yosi, Ein Elu Nidri Inu Nefesh. Says in our Mishnah that Rav Yosi argues on the Tanakama, and says that these types of nedarim, of not to wash yourself, or not to put on makeup, is not called inu nefesh. So therefore, pashut means that the husband is not allowed to be made for these types of nedarim. Now the Gemara says though, but Iboyilu, we have a question like this. The Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, mahu sheyofe mishum devarim shebeno lebeno.
Maybe no, maybe still the husband would be allowed to be made for these nedarim, because even though it's not called inu nefesh, it's not called giving yourself pain, but maybe it's considered dvarim shebeino lebeino, it's considered something between them, between the husband and the wife, and therefore the husband has a right to be made for. But there is a difference, like we had before already, that if it's a neder of inu nefesh, then when the husband is made for, the neder is made for it li'elam, bein loy bein li'acherim. Mashenkin, if the neder is a neder of only beino lebeino, then we said alochrid, if the husband is mefer, is only mefer liatzmai. But if she remarries to somebody else, then the neder comes back again. So that's our question, according to Rabbi Yossi, that he says in our Mishnah, these nedorim are not called nedorim of inu nefesh. Does he mean to say that it has no hafara at all? Or else no, it just only means that there's no hafara v'lacherim, but liyatzma, maybe the husband could be mefer because it's considered dvorim shebino lebeino. The fact that she can't take a shower, the fact that she can't put on makeup. So this the Gemara says, Toshimakam, I bring you proof. That it says, Na Mishnah Omer Rav Yosi, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nefesh, Avo Dvorim Shebino Lebeino Heaven, Achur De Zadiyik. Our Mishnah says that Rav Yosi says, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nefesh. So it's Mashmi, he only argues and says, these Nidorim are not called Inu Nefesh, but they are Nidorim that the husband could be made for Liatzmu at least, because it's called Beinoi, Leveinoi, between him and her. So Gemara says, no, Dilma, I'll tell you, maybe Lidetu, Komalhu. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is talking like back to the Rabbonin. That's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi is saying like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Afilu Dvorim Shebeinoi, Leveinoi, Leheaven. According to me, maybe it's not even called a Neder, Beinoi, Leveinoi, between him and her. It doesn't bother the husband that much, the fact that his wife cannot take or could not wash herself, or cannot put on makeup. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the husband cannot be made for this neder at all. It's not even called beino lebeino. But what Rabbi Yossi means to say in our Mishnah is, but ledidchu, but according to you, the Rabbonin, the Amri, so you have a nidre inu nefesh, that you say this is called mamish, a neder of inu nefesh, it's a neder that gives pain to the husband, to the wife, So on this, Rabbi Yosef says, "Back to the Chachamim, Oiduli, agree to me, the Ein Elu Nidrin Inu Nefesh." That's what Rabbi Yosef means to say in our Mishnah. He means to say back to the Tanakama that you should at least agree to me that these Nidorim is not called Inu Nefesh. On this, the Chachamim say, "No, they hold it is called Inu Nefesh for a wife not to be able to wash herself or not to put on makeup is called Inu Nefesh." But again, we have no proof what Rabbi Yosef himself holds. It could be Rabbi Yosef himself holds that the husband cannot be made for these nedarim at all. So Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha?" So Gemara says, "Ravada barava oimer mefer." He says, "Yes, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's only not considered inu nefesh, but it is considered dvorim shebino lebeino. So the husband could be made for liatzmai." Rav Huna says, "No, ain mefer." He holds, "No, you can't be made for at all."